Hello.
Hello. Welcome to News Parks. I could have done that for longer. It's Tuesday, the 12th of September. You're right, you need to have gone your inhaler.
I'm fine.
What's the news, Zina?
Finally, you can have a look on Diana's dressing table.
Oh, thank God for that.
Finally. And it's been revealed that she has a mirror.
No.
She used to look in the mirror to do her makeup.
Wow. We've got so much in common.
We're very similar.
I don't have a dressing table, but I do have a mirror.
Where do you do your makeup?
Sat on my bed. Use that little mirror you gave me for Christmas. Just hold it. Ooh, a bit of lipstick. I don't put lipstick on. Ooh, a bit of lipstick. I'm just miming it.
You whack it on. Get out of the paintbrushes. Gordon Brown.
I mimed all of that, sorry.
Gordon Brown has, he's made a faux pas.
Oh, not
well, his wife has.
Oh, right, Sarah.
She's ordered new curtains for number 10, and somebody went round to start measuring up, and Sherry Blair was furious and said that they were being presumptuous.
Now, this isn't entirely true, is it?
This is what they say in The Sun.
From what I understand from a different story that I think I read on the BBC this morning, is that he's moving into the flat above number 10 for security reasons.
Yeah.
So he can be protected by the Downing Street security. Because although he's got the number 11 flat, it's officially his for his use. That's just for entertaining. He doesn't live there. So he's going to move in. They're turning some offices into some bedrooms.
Yeah. But apparently Sherry's furious by his presumptuousness. According to The Sun.
Charlotte Church, her show's not doing very well. She lost 25% of her viewers in the first week, and last Friday she was beaten in the ratings by a repeat of Grumpy Old Women.
Oh dear. Now, I didn't see the first show, but I tried out 10 minutes of the second show, and I did think it was absolute rubbish.
Yeah, I watched some of the first show and then got bored.
I think she's
great.
Of doing something good.
It's just the format is too bad.
The way she's standing there singing, "It's my theme tune," it's absolute rubbish.
Mm.
So hopefully somebody will give us something. I mean, she could just do a chat show, just a normal, without all the rubbish.
Yeah, I think it's the format's too laden with rubbish.
Something really. Like Wogan, something simple.
Yeah. So more like Jonathan Ross, really, though, because he's more of a personality.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying Wogan's not got a personality. I love him.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
I'm a tog. There's a new law. Double jeopardy has been got rid of, which means you can be tried for the same crime twice now.
Oh.
So it happened yesterday that a man was finally convicted for a murder that he did in 1989. He'd been tried
good news, isn't it?
In 1991. That's very what?
It's very good news, that.
Yeah, it is good.
Because quite often when people...
you can fuck up your trial,
like,
and then
they've they've done five rapes and they've been up for them every time, and then they get them on the fifth, but then they should realise that actually they've done the other four as well.
I see. Ah, so they can go back and be charged with those ones. Yeah, I guess that's the implication. It's quite disturbing, this, because it's about this woman... disappeared. Her mum, you know, obviously went, she disappeared to where she is, and then 3 months later found her body behind a bath panel, or by the bath panel, in her flat. That's pretty grim. She's thinking, what's that smell? Drain's gone bad. Turns out daughter, rotting. And he eventually, I think, confessed to a prison officer.
She's under the bath!
10 years after he did it, that he'd done it, but he would have been tried. So it's only recently that he's been able to be tried again. So that's that news. That's the law news.
Okay, I've got the royal section now. I've done Diana. I'm going to do her sons now.
Uh-huh.
William scratched his balls at polo match.
Oh my God.
He actually had to put his hand down his pants to do it.
It must have been very itchy.
William has dressed up for a fancy dress party as a Bond girl. Chose to wear a green bikini.
Is that an act? No, that's not an actual picture of him.
That is an actual picture.
It isn't. That's is that head is not part of that body.
He's just green like that.
It's slightly wrong size. They haven't made a special good job of it.
He wore a green bikini and his girlfriend wore a wetsuit and had a little gun.
Cool.
So she said that
wacky.
She's good.
Mm-hmm.
He looks ridiculous.
Paul Burrell, you put that story as well, I see, highlighted. I haven't got it yet, but he was on this morning, yesterday, and Schofield turned on him. Because Paul Burrell's now got his second book about Diana out, The Way We Were. And he's attacked the princess for not defending, saying, I'm the only person who's defending her memory. And Philip Schofield says, I'm getting a bit fed up of you now, mister. Because apparently Paul Burrell signed his previous book when he was interviewed by Philip Schofield, saying, thank you for being nice to me. And Philip said, I'm not, I find it very hard to be nice to you. I think you're just a leech. You're not defending her memory, you're
the
making
way we
the
were.
Cash.
See, the thing is, Paul, what everyone seems to forget is that Paul Burrell is a necrophile.
Now, yes, I was recalling this, because
we went to see him
be interviewed at in quite an empty theatre.
Yeah.
And there was definitely...
Had we been given free tickets?
We had been given free tickets.
Who were we there with?
I think we were there with Mark Gatiss from The League of Gentlemen,
yeah,
and
we
David
were.
Benson, James Seabright. Nice bunch of gays,
yeah.
Basically.
And he talked for a long time about how he'd spent the night with her alone.
When she was dead.
And everyone took it wasn't said as such, but everybody in the whole theatre, I think, took it as a... And the gales of laughter that were...
I think it was mostly ours that were laughing.
Popping up from around. It was taken that he definitely fucked her. Mangled corpse.
Well, there's that alleged incident. But, I mean, the way we were... Great name for a book, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is something we should probably consider. Ant and Dec have insurance against the other one dying. So if one dies, the other one gets payouts.
Oh.
This is maybe something... I mean, obviously we take the normal precautions, so we don't travel on the same plane.
We never do, actually. Have I ever been on a plane with you?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Gosh.
We never travel in a car together. We have been in a car together.
What about train? Have we?
Of course we have.
On little trains, but have we been on a big train?
We've been to Leicester.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of times. I've taken you to Leicester. We've been to the bloody Euro tunnel on a big, massive train all the way to Brussels.
She just slapped my knee. Ah! John Gaunt is still a cunt.
Oh.
He says, I'm glad Ian Huntley was resuscitated last week. Rah, 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 rah. He should have been executed straight after the trial. Full stop. I'm not advocating violence, but there is a line which, when crossed, the only answer is to hit out. I paused, took off my dinner jacket and punched him.
Who's that, Ian Huntley? Rod Stewart?
John Gaunt. I was just mixing a few of his things together then.
Can I just go back to Ant and Dec?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Do you know which one's which?
Of course I do.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, it's really easy, but apparently... 70% of the public don't know which one's Ant and which one's Dec. Idiots.
Ridiculous. Mm. I suppose we grew up with them.
Not literally. We're not from Newcastle. We didn't go to Biker Grove.
No.
No?
No, we did. No, we did not. I never went to Newcastle. I didn't go to Biker Grove.
A blind man had been banned from driving.
Oh.
Because he did do some driving.
Where did he go?
Oldbury in the West Midlands. He had a friend helping him out. Peter Hayne, he's quite smart. He's thinking, right, okay, Gordon Brown, I've got maybe a bit of a leadership battle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who's going to be the new Deputy Prime Minister? He's going to leave a hole there. So he's got in, he's the first to sort of get in there as a deputy.
He's no Prezza.
Yeah, but is that a bad thing? I don't really know anything about him, to be honest.
No. To be honest, looking at his face, I have to say, I'm not keen.
I would go for someone a bit younger, a bit handsomer.
Yeah, me too. Now then, Michelle, Gonna do a little quick quiz here.
Okay.
Are you more likely to be raped by A, a stranger, or B, a family friend?
I think A, a stranger.
Well, let's just see if you're right. There's a quiz here in the sun. No, apparently, you're most likely to be raped by your own husband.
I'm not married.
My husband bashed my head repeatedly, then with his Bible, then raped me. My husband throttled and raped me as our children slept upstairs.
But so your husband now counts as a family friend, is my first point about that. I'm saying, yeah. What if you're not married? Like myself. I've not got any plans.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean I'm likely to get... What about Trevor-lock?
I don't know if we should have him at the theatre again. Did you send that message of support?
No.
We should do that.
I found it quite weird because I did go to his website yesterday and there's lots of people on it going, we know you didn't do it, Trev. Blah, 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 blah. And you go, well, you don't know he didn't do it because you weren't there. And you don't actually know him. You're just friends with him on MySpace. And this is kind of, I don't know, I found it a bit sad really that everyone's kind of jumping into someone's defence, essentially a stranger's defence.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, there's swabbage going to happen. We're all going to find out the definitive truth.
That's true. And I mean, the thing is, Russell Brand, he looks like a... We know he's a shagger, so he's more likely to get blamed on him. Whereas Trevor Locke looks, you know, like a tiny owl.
Yeah.
Or what did we say before, Stingray? Tiny Stingray story.
There's been revenge attacks on stingrays in Australia by Steve Irwin fans avenging his death. They go around and cutting the tails off stingrays, which is killing them. And there's been about 10 so far, but it could escalate.
Good day.
Damn the stingrays! I think they're gonna keep. It's like Moby Dick. They're gonna keep on until they find the stingray that got Irwin.
Mm.
Quite funny, but I like the avenging.
I wonder if he's still alive.
I don't know.
Probably is.
Could be. Chances are, it's not one of the 10 that have been killed in the avenging attacks. It turns out I'm going to get raped by my husband. Marvellous. Talking of husbands, Chris Tarrant's having a few marital problems at the moment. Him and his wife Ingrid had a row, and he went out, got pissed, snogged a girl in a bar. She's forgiven him, but he is sleeping on the sofa, she's revealed. The funniest thing I thought was yesterday, I saw an advert on the telly for him promoting like a Nintendo game thing, which is to promote your memory, because he'd forgotten his wife. It's about them having a row because he'd forgotten his anniversary. And you think Nintendo must be rubbing their hands with glee that these adverts have come out at the same time as they're all over the newspapers having some marital strife. Alternatively, it could all be a big marketing ploy.
That's true.
Call me cynical.
I read yesterday that a quote from Ingrid saying, I don't think he did do it, he's not the kind of person to do that.
Today she's saying I kicked him out of bed. Banksy has put a sort of statue-y thing in Disneyland dressed as a Guantanamo prisoner. It's got a sack on its head. He's a guerrilla artist. He designed the cover for Blur's think tank. And he has lots of, like around Shoreditch, you know, all the cool poster things, he did all that, all the cool bits of graffiti, you know, like the Pulp Fiction banana one,
and the soldiers with the smiling faces. Yeah.
Banksy. But he did also, he's gone a bit high profile, he's going global. He also put recently, which we didn't cover, Paris Hilton, he got loads of her CDs, and then made his own versions of songs, saying why, and they were called things like, why am I famous, what is the point of me, I am rubbish, and things like that. And he put them all in, they put about 800 of them
In shops.
He is cool. I once thought I'd seen a Banksy stunt. So I saw a giant chicken walking down the King's Road with Banksy written on it, and then I realised it was just a man dressed in a chicken suit promoting Barclays Bank.
Oh, dear.
But I was excited for a minute.
Ian Huntley.
Yeah.
He's put on a lot of weight since he's been in prison.
Well, that's because we're paying millions of pounds. He should just be eating porridge.
It looks like
thrill.
He's been quaffing Duck a la Ronge.
Cheeky. And Nicole Smith.
Sad
thing for her. Very sad. She had a baby a few days ago. Her 20-year-old son went in to visit her and sort of died at the hospital. She thought he was asleep in the chair and he died. And that's just very sad. My thoughts go out to her.
And she had all those billions from that old guy.
She has, yeah, because I think his son died. But, it's sad, really. They're all dying all around her.
She's not going to get much joy out of that, although at least she has got a new baby.
She has got a new baby. I don't know who the father is of that baby, but sad, really. Ironic that her husband died very old when... Here's the Chris Tarrant thing.
Her
son died very young. It's brain training. It is from Nintendo.
Good. All
the
Saints getting back together.
Brilliant! Are they? Are they really?
Yeah, they are. They've got...
I suppose they haven't... Separately, they've done fuck all.
Separately, they've not succeeded. And the little one, Mel, her kid will be a bit more... Well, all of them have all got kids, haven't they? So why not? And they've got... it's called Rocksteady coming out on November the 6th.
Oh, that's good news. I look forward to hearing that.
Yeah, I think it would probably be very good.
They weren't bad, were they?
Yeah, they were good.
A school lollipop lady has been run over by a bus and killed in front of pupils. That's not good. That's exactly the opposite of what's supposed to happen to a lollipop lady. There's been a doping row at a gymkhana after some doped polos have been given... It's actually the Jersey Junior Show Jumper of the Year competition. I reckon that a few of the ponies have been nobbled by the parents of a fellow competitor. It's all under investigation.
Oh, dear me. I've got the news of the soaps. EastEnders. EastEnders baddie Owen Turner sparks a manhunt after he abducts his daughter Squiggle and tries to murder her twice. In some of the soap's most dramatic scenes ever, the psycho tries to gas the terrified schoolgirl in his car, then attempts to drown her. So, will Phil Daniels come to the rescue?
Well, let's hope so. I find it's quite sad that he's pitted against Lee Ross, who plays that character's name, that I can't remember what it's called, who used to be a press gang, and he was lovely.
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite handsome for somebody who tries to murder his daughter twice.
Well,
there's so many murderers who live on Albert Square.
I know, they've all killed somebody. Accidentally.
Pat killed somebody.
Yeah, that wasn't a murder, that was an accident. There's loads
Martin.
Of them.
Martin.
Accident.
Chrissy. She's lashed, she's but there. She was.
She was a murderer. Yeah. Little Mo, did she... No, she didn't kill Trevor in the end, did she?
Did she not?
No, she hit him around the head with an iron, and then she thought she had killed him, but then he left.
Yeah.
Turns out...
Well, I mean, there's loads of murders.
Well, on a more cheerful note, there's going to be some stamps that have got Beatles album covers on, which is weird because I was fairly sure that you weren't. That there's a rule with stamps that the Queen was the only living person who was allowed to appear on a stamp.
Yeah.
But apparently it's fine for Ringo and Paul McCartney. So I thought that was a rule, but maybe they've changed the rules. I don't know.
It's a silly rule. As long as Queen's on there somewhere.
Well, I rules are made to be
broken.
Even in stamping.
Peter Cook was on a stamp.
Was he dead?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
I think this.
Are you you summing up now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Catherine Knight, 50, skinned her lover and cooked him as a meal for his kids. She's lost her appeal against a life sentence.
Crikey. That's...
When you went,
That wouldn't happen to me due to my vegetarian ways. So no one's going to get away with feeding me my own dad cooked up in a pie because I'm going to go, this is meat. I don't know what sort of meat it is. I'm probably not going to guess it's my dad. I'm certainly not going to eat it.
If you were going to do that, I suppose she's trying to punish the kids as well because she tarred them all with the same brush. But there's one thing, killing a person, but then to then cook them and feed them.
It's very Greek tragedy.
It's very calculated and very sick.
I hope this. What country was this in? Does it say?
It's in Australia.
That's alright.
I'm just surprised that she managed to stomach it.
She probably barbecued him. Threw him on the barbie. Right.
Well, it would be quite easy to get rid of a body,
I think.
I don't always think it, but...
I always thought that the best place to do it would be dispose of it in in McDonald's, you know, the bins, you just put a little bit of meat in the bin, in one of the cartons, stick it in the bin. Maybe you've noticed that. Right, we better stop because we really are rambling. So, got anything else to add?
Dr. Bone back as woman.
Goodbye.